huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Warning, the nine biggest threats to your money and therefore your freedom. Number nine is by far the worst and the biggest. Number one is inflation, the silent tax. Inflation is essentially the reduction in your spending power. Every year it costs more for the same item. In 1971, a 1 ounce gold coin was about £20. That could buy a handmade suit. In 2024, the same gold coin is more than £1,600. And it takes £1,600 to buy a handmade suit. Gold has gone up 5,000% in that time and money has reduced inversely. The government control and create inflation. Inflation is caused by the printing of new money, physical and digital, into the economy. As more money comes in, the existing money in the economy, i.e. yours, goes down relatively in value. Since March 2020, and we all know what happened then, the governments and central banks across the world have printed more money into the supply than ever existed in the thousands or millions of years before March 2020. More money in the economy means your money is worth less. But it also means that the banks can pay off their debt through the back door. More money printing not only reduces the value of money, it also reduces the value of debt. Most governments are in trillions or hundreds of trillions of debt. Instead of creating a surplus and working to pay it off, they just print more money and it pays off their debt for them. In 2006, I learned how to beat the banking system and play them at their own game. Which leads me to number two, the banks. If you don't have a product that makes money, you are the product and you are being monetized. The bank make money out of you in three different ways. Number one, inflation. Number two, taxation. And number three, interest through getting you in debt. Your money in the bank is at risk to you. The bank's money in a property investment or other asset that you own that goes up in value and produces income is a risk to the bank and not to you. In 2006, I was £50,000 in consumer debt in credit cards and car loans. I was paying thousands in interest payments, making the banks rich. In 2006, I reversed this. I paid off all my debt. I invested into property. I started getting loans from the bank to buy property. And now I have 340 properties, all with some level of bank finance or mortgage or bank debt. So instead of paying 30 or 40% on depreciating liabilities in interest to the banks, I now pay between 2 and 8% in interest, but I can beat inflation with the income from the assets. I'm very proud to say this episode is sponsored by AG1. As you know, we're more than 1,000 episodes into Disruptors, and I very rarely have sponsors. I'm really choosy on sponsors, and I only pick people that I love myself and I use myself. I have turned down loads of sponsors, but personally, I've been using AG1 for nearly 14 years myself before we ever did a sponsorship deal with them. For me, AG1 really helps with my mental focus, clarity, and overall well-being. As someone who's really freaking busy and can't always sit down and eat a million vegetables in a day, knocking back a big pintful of AG1 in the morning is perfect for me. Of course, health is wealth, and I'm in my mid-40s, I'm realizing that more and more. So if you'd like to try AG1 yourself with a special exclusive offer that I have for you right now, go to drinkag1.com/disruptors. That's drinkag1.com/disruptors and get a free year supply of vitamin D3, K2 and 5 travel packs with your first purchase on me. So one more time, that's drinkag1.com/disruptors. AG1, thanks for sponsoring the show. You are legends. And when governments print their trillions, all this does is reduce the value of the mortgages and the debt that I owe the banks. Number three biggest threat to you and your money is a war or a revolution. I can't even believe I'm saying this, but it feels like, certainly in the West, we are the closest we have ever been to World War III. Now, if it gets that bad, maybe there's not much we can do. But there is one thing. Make sure you own as much of your asset in physical, material, decentralized asset classes. Rolex Daytonas, physical gold and silver. These are the only things that are going to be worth anything if there's a revolution or a war. Number four is scams and thefts. With AI, the scams are almost lifelike now. In crypto, I receive a scam at least once a day. Have your wits about you. Trust, yes, but verify first. Manage all your own outgoing payments and never let anyone else manage your money. Number five, bad investments or bad investment advice. Cryptos are not investments. In fact, nearly all cryptos aren't even cryptos. They're certainly not decentralized, and they're certainly not like Bitcoin. Never take investment or money advice from someone who's not where you want to be or has achieved what you want to achieve, because free advice is worth every penny. I've done more than a quarter of a billion in sales. My training businesses often do more than 20 million a year now in sales. I became a millionaire before age 31, a decamillionaire before age 35 when I stopped counting, which was about 150 years ago. Now, let's be clear. I'm not giving you advice. I'm sharing with you my experience. The best thing you can do is manage your own money, be your own financial advisor, and learn about how money works and how to invest. And don't give it to anyone else to invest for you. Number six surprises a lot of people, but it's actually your own volatile emotions that are a big threat to your money. Spending your money to celebrate when you're elated and then spending money when you're depressed to alleviate the pain. The solution is simple. Never make big investing or spending decisions when you're elated or depressed. Instead, when you're balanced and logical. And especially, do not buy things you don't really want with money you don't really have to impress people you don't really like. Number seven's a massive threat to your money, and it is divorce. Rule number one, don't get married. Rule number two, if you get married, don't get divorced. Rule number three, if you have to get divorced, do not get lawyers involved. The lawyers are incentivized to make the divorce long and messy. Number eight is what's called lifestyle creep. As you start to earn a little more money, you start to increase your expenses and overheads a lot. In the end, your expenses and overheads overtake the amount of money you make, which is why there are a lot of people who make 100 or 200 grand a year, but are broke. It's never about how much money you earn. It's always about how much money you keep. So when you earn more money, pay yourself first, save, invest, instead of putting expenses or overhead stress on yourself. This can very easily happen if you run a company or you're an entrepreneur. You cannot master what you do not measure. So measure your expenses closely and carefully. And the ninth and final biggest threat to you and your money, the worst by a mile, is the government. Your mortgage is not your biggest expense. Your car isn't. Your marriage isn't. Your divorce isn't. Your tax bill is. Even if you lose half of everything in a divorce, it's not as much as the 70% tax in what you earn and what you spend in total. Then there's regulation. Then there's lockdowns. Then there's central bank digital currencies. The attacks and threats from the government are relentless. There are only two solutions to this. Number one, if you're young and free, you could consider moving to a more tax-friendly country, one that supports startups and entrepreneurs and innovators, and it's not the UK. Number two, anyone can do this, is start a company. Side hustle, business, become an entrepreneur. When you're employed, you pay tax first and you get paid last. When you're an entrepreneur or own a company, even if it's only a small one, you pay yourself first, you reduce your profit through expenses that you can offset, assets that you can depreciate, and then you pay what's left in tax. And there are dozens of offsettable taxes that you can claim that the government encourage you to do so. Do it now while you still can. Now, the government being the biggest threat to your money is the reason that I wrote Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. This book has nearly 50 chapters, but two major parts. Part one is how the banking and finance system works, how they control the money supply, how you are the product, and how they make money out of you and hide it. I expose it, and then we move into part two, which is how to make, manage, maintain, and multiply more money. If you'd like to grab a copy at a launch discount price and some very special bonuses, go right now to moneymatrix.cash. There's hundreds of pounds worth of special bonuses for the first 400 buyers there. There's a special brand new Money Matrix Money Maker Summit event, and a few more surprises too at moneymatrix.cash. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.